Back on the Chad Hastie Show, News Talk 790 KFYO. Thanks again to Brandon Darby, Managing Director of Breitbart, Texas, for joining me in the last half hour and joining me in studio right now to talk about her campaign for District 1, Lubbock City Council. Lena Moore in studio with me. Lena, welcome to the program.
Good morning.
Well, thanks for coming in today. Tell folks a little bit just about yourself.
Well, I was born here in Lubbock a few years ago, and there's a little bit of history with our family. My grandfather is one of the ones that laid the bricks on the streets downtown.
Okay.
For the last 22 years, I have lived over in District 1 and made my home there. Went to school here until I was 18. We moved to South Texas and then came back.
Right. And what made you want to get involved in this race? You know, the Lubbock City Council, they make a little bit of news every now and then. And some people would say, why would you, and maybe you've been asked this by some of your friends, why would you want to run for Lubbock City Council?
Well, I got involved, I guess, in local politics back last summer during the LPNL fiasco.
Mm-hmm.
I was part of the protest movements, very active down at City Hall or City Council offices, you know, throwing questions at them, demanding answers.
Mm-hmm.
And it's just continued and continued, and here I am.
What is it about the incumbent? And obviously he's made a lot of news out there, but where are some of your areas of disagreement with him?
In District 1, all you have to do is look at his voting record. He and I chatted one time on Facebook, and I asked him point blank, you know, what are you doing for us?
Mm-hmm.
And his response to me was, it is my responsibility to see to the financial stability of Lubbock, Texas. And I asked him, who do you consider Lubbock, but the citizens or the business? He never answered me.
So do you think he does? So you don't think he looks out for the citizens?
Oh, no,
in the district?
No, I don't. Being that I've been a resident there for 22 years,
mm-hmm.
When LPNL put so many people through what they put them through this last summer, 30-50% increases in their bills, and City Council did nothing. And there are more raises to come.
Right. Visiting with Lena Moore here in studio, taking a look at one of the areas that the City Council will probably be taking up quite a bit in the next year and the continuing throughout this year is, of course, downtown Lubbock. And, you know, there's an ongoing debate about, okay, how much money needs to be spent downtown, you know, whether it be private versus public. In your mind, where do you come out on maybe imagine Lubbock together and also the downtown redevelopment issue?
In my opinion, downtown redevelopment should be a private investment situation,
mm-hmm.
not a taxpayer situation. If they want to remodel downtown and rebuild and such as that, now I'm not saying that it shouldn't be done. Yeah, it should be. I would love for Lubbock to look absolutely fantastic.
Mm-hmm.
But to take taxpayer dollars over and over and over again, for all these developmental issues that should be funded by private sector, I kind of disagree with that.
All right. Well, go ahead. Let's take our first break. When we come back, we'll continue our conversation with Lena Moore, running for Lubbock City Council in District 1. Back on the Chad Hastie Show, News Talk 790 KFYO. Thank you very much for tuning in. Joining me in studio, Lena Moore, running for City Council in District 1. Of course, there are going to be three candidates in that district, so it's going to be a very, very interesting race there. Lena, let's take a look at one of the other things that have made news, quite a bit of news in that area, Northeast Lubbock Development Corporation. Your thoughts on the controversy that's been going on right now?
Well, apparently I'm part of it, so.
How so?
I've seen the quarterly reports, and I have questions. And I can't see where News Channel 11 would air something as they claim to be misinformed, misconstrued, misinterpreted. They're professionals over there. Now, whether or not there is wrong information, they should have come forward a long time ago before last night.
They being
David Langston and the ones on the city council that that back him.
Do you think that they need to be, if you were on the council right now, how would you handle this issue?
The first question I'd say is, why do you want the money? Show me the proof.
Proof of?
What you're going to do with the money.
What do you think they've done with the money so far?
Well, this is just my opinion, but it seems as though that most of it went for administrative, not for what it was intended for. North and East Lubbock needs redevelopment. I agree with that 100%. They need to make it a better place. But when $171,000 goes to salaries.
Let me ask you this. How can taxpayer, because you brought up it needs to be made a better place, how can taxpayer money make North and East Lubbock a better place, in your opinion?
Let's correct the infrastructure. Let's fix the buildings that we've got. Let's don't run off and build brand new ones somewhere else. Let's, you know, I guess what I'm trying to say is use what we've got. Put money into what we've got to make it better before we jump off into building monorails and things like that.
You're when it comes to taxes, obviously this is something that every candidate has to talk about,
right,
if they're running for city council. What's your philosophy when it comes to raising taxes?
Don't raise them unless you have to. I mean, if it's an absolute need, I think everybody in Lubbock would say, I understand this reasoning. But when it's for frivolous, want to, wish lists, that's where we have a problem.
Would you vote, if the city council came out there, that there used to be some members on the city council that would say, I would never vote for, you know, for raising taxes unless the people went out and voted to raise taxes, basically a bond issue. Those are the only times that they would want to raise taxes. Is that what you're saying, that you would not raise taxes unless it was approved by the voters, or that if the city council, they got together, you went through, you did the budget, and you went, well, we've decided we can't cut anything else from the budget, which there are members on the council that may not want to cut much from the budget,
right,
and said we have to raise taxes. Where are you on that?
Well, considering that the taxes come out of the citizens' pockets, I think they have a say in it. You know, that's their money, not ours.
Are you concerned about the debt load right now for the city?
Oh, yeah, very much so. And there is room for cuts. There is space where we can make cuts.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to say, let's don't chase pipe dreams. Let's take care of what we've got, how we've got it, and fix what we need to fix. Let's don't chase monorails. Let's don't chase dreams, pipe dreams.
Right. Visiting with Lena Moore. She's running for city council in District 1. One of the things that was brought up yesterday at in one of the interviews with another candidate was, and this was brought up by a caller, about crime in District 1 and in North and East Lubbock. You know, this going towards the whole ideal of the Northeast Lubbock Community Development Corporation redoing North and East Lubbock, putting money into North and East Lubbock. Do you think that you have to tackle the crime issue first? And in order for that to happen, do you think there needs to be some kind of police substation maybe in North and East Lubbock, more of a police presence, in order to bring businesses into that area?
My suggestion on that is not so much a substation, but let's get let's put some money into training more police officers. Get more feet in the street. Then our crimes are going to start going down. Where I live, it is kind of scary at times. There have been several crimes just right around my house.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, the police department that we have is fantastic. I'm not saying that they're not. There's just not enough.
Right.
So my solution would be, let's put more feet in the street. Let's train some officers. Let's stop crime. Let's don't cover it up.
One of the things in District 1, there's a criticism when it comes to voter turnout. And in order to probably win this race, you've got to turn a lot of people out to vote. It just seems, and you've got a three-person race. There's a good chance it may even go into a runoff. Who really knows? How do you get people out to vote? How do you convince people to get out there and vote for you?
I'm going to walk door to door. I'm going to knock on doors. I'm going to present myself. And I'm going to tell them, you know, this is what we want to do. What do you want me to do?
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to ask the people in my district, what do you want from me? Because I'm going to work for you. I'm not going to work for the establishment. I'm not going to work for just because everybody else is doing it. I am a firm believer that the people that put me in office, they're my boss, and I will do what they want me to do.
Lena Moore, appreciate your time today.
Thank you.